This is Rob Stewart Vale welcoming you to a program of organ music brought to you each week by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists. These concerts featuring organs and organists from the Boston area are specially recorded for these broadcasts. Today's program will feature the organist Heinrich Christensen playing the final two movements of the Concerto in C minor by Josef Rheinberger. A native of Denmark, Heinrich Christensen studied at the Royal Conservatory in Aarhus and with Olivier Latre in Paris before coming to Boston to study with James David Christy, where he received the artist diploma from the Boston Conservatory. He became the organist and choir director at historic King's Chapel in Boston in 2003. The organ at King's Chapel was built in 1964 by the Charles Fisk Company and was one of the first great Fisk instruments. It was the first three-manual mechanical action instrument built in America in the 20th century. And while the key action is mechanical, the stop action is electrical. The Boston chapter of the AGO has been informed that this organ program will need sponsorship in the near future. Though produced by AGO volunteers, we must find corporate sponsors or underwriters to pay for the airtime. These sponsors, of course, could present their messages as part of the program. They do not have to be businesses associated with music, just ones interested in preserving organ music on the radio, allowing us to continue our 48 years of continual broadcasting on WCRB. If you know of a person in a business who might be able to help, let us know immediately. Please send your suggestions via email to dmac@wcrb.com and put AGO as the subject line of the email. That's dmac@wcrb.com. I'll repeat this address at the end of the program. Now back to our music. Mr. Christensen will play the final two movements of the Concerto in C minor of Josef Rheinberger. Rheinberger was born in Liechtenstein in 1839, but lived most of his life in Munich. He was a professor of the Musikhochschule there and taught, among others, Horatio Parker, an American who went on to become organist at Trinity Church in Boston, and later a professor at Yale, where he taught Charles Ives. In German music, organ music, Rheinberger was a transitional figure between Mendelssohn and Reger. He was quite prolific and wrote 20 organ sonatas, in addition to other works. He originally composed the concerto we're to hear today for piano and then for organ and strings. It's quite conservative in form and uses a Viennese approach, modeling the structure of the piece on works of Schubert. In this case, he seems to be aiming for a chamber music work, as opposed to the more ecclesiastical model for his organ sonatas. Here's Heinrich Christensen, organist, playing the last two movements of the Concerto in C minor by Josef Rheinberger with Christine Ribeck-Vitali, violin, and Raphael Popper-Kaiser, cello. Thank you. That was Heinrich Christensen, organist, with Christine Ribeck Vitali, violin, and Raphael Popper-Keitzer, cello, performing the final two movements of the Concerto in C Minor by Josef Rheinberger on the Fisk organ at King's Chapel, Boston. We hope you have enjoyed the organ music on today's program. This series has been on WCRB for 48 years. The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists must find one or more sponsors or corporate underwriters for the airtime to broadcast this program in exchange for corporate messages. If you know of any person or group that could possibly help with this effort, please contact the AGO via email at dmac@wcrb.com and put AGO as the subject line of the email. That's dmac@wcrb.com and make the subject line AGO. You can also write to the AGO in care of WCRB, 750 South Street, Waltham, Mass. 02453. Today's program was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart-Vale, your announcer.